Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in... Three Body Problem. One year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and this episode, of course, is happening on a Monday. So you already know what that means. A, it's going to be a crucial episode with invaluable information exploring one of the most intrinsic parts of our beloved game. And B, you're not going to be able to listen to the whole thing unless you go to patreon.com/gameofroses, where you will get access to this entire episode, as well as every other bonus episode we've made. At this point, I don't know how many there are, a lot. You also get access to our Monday night live shows, which we do every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. There's a whole slew of those videos in there that you can watch all of our old ones, and you can join us live for the ones that we do every Monday night. We also have songs in there, videos, weird YouTube things that we've found of old bachelors and old bachelorettes, and things like the Jared Hibon, Ashley Iaconetti short film that they did together. There's a whole bunch of interesting stuff in our Patreon, so please go there and join us deep in the bottom of the pit.
This episode is a very special episode. It's perfect for spring, you know, new beginnings. We're talking about the baby game. Throughout the history of Bachelor Nation, there have been a few babies that have come out of relationships of people who've met through the show, through the postseason, etc. But there are some babies that are true stars, and they are at the top of their Instagram game, and those are the babies that we're going to be talking about today.
Having a baby really is kind of the secondary piece of success in our beloved game. If the game is structured so that getting a ring, getting engaged, getting married, finding your, in quotes, person. That is kind of the first stated goal of the game. We know there are many other goals within our beloved game, but these are the goals that are stated. And then having that family is the next step of that. That is the solidifying of the final goal, which is we are together forever. We're going to raise these children and move on into that next phase of human existence.
Babies are super for TRR because it's basically a lifelong commitment you're making to the partner.
And some of these babies start their parasocial game before they're even born with fetus play. And we're going to be talking about a few of those because there are some very powerful babies in our game who started really accruing giant Instagram followers before they were even born. We're going to be talking about how the parents of some of these babies have expertly monetized every step of their child's development. And we're basically just going to run down the top 10 babies in terms of Instagram follower count, who they're doing SpawnCon for, what their contributions to the baby game have been. And we're also going to talk about some notable babies who just missed the cut, but have contributed very impressive movement in the baby game. They've evolved it. They've pushed it forward.
Yeah, there's a few different categories of babies. You have parents choosing not to make accounts for the kids and not to do any SpawnCon. You have no accounts, but they're still doing SpawnCon on the parents' pages. And you have separate Instagram accounts, and those can do SpawnCon or not. It's kind of four main categories.
And it also brings to light a bunch of interesting questions that can apply to the broader spectrum of anyone who has an Instagram account for their child. When does the child get control of his Instagram page? Is that at a certain age?
Parasocial inheritance, coined by Bachelor Clues.
If you are a famous person and you have a child, how much of your Instagram follower count can be translated to that child? Ultimately, we did not calculate this. I'm going to do some rough calculations just on the fly in my head as we're talking about this. But ultimately, I think there's an interesting metric to be mined here, which is a literal percentage that reflects your parasocial inheritance power. If you have 1 million followers and your baby has 100,000, you have a 10% sell through basically to your baby's Instagram account. And some parents have bigger ones than others. That's interesting to me.
And birth order factors into this as well, with often the firstborn seems to have more followers than the rest.
And the idea of, again, taking control of your own Instagram account at a certain age, because in the case of many of the babies we're going to be talking about, their Instagram accounts aren't just for personal expression. They're literally companies, they're brands that I think in the case of at least one or two of these babies is probably generating $100,000 a year minimum.
At least. I think one of our babies is generating hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
I think so too. We will never know that for sure. This is a little bit of conjecture based on the things we're seeing in their Instagram accounts, but we're going to dive into all of that right now as we break down the top 10 babies in Bachelor Nation Instagram. Are you ready, Pace Case?
I'm ready.
At number 10, Kinsley Stanton, the oldest daughter of a player named Amanda Stanton, who you might remember. Amanda Stanton has 1.1 million Instagram followers, and Kinsley, her oldest daughter, is 9 years old. She has 30.2 thousand Instagram followers. While she was born before entering the game as part of Amanda Stanton's package deal storyline, she did get a significant Instagram bump from Stanton's appearances in the game. She now works with brands like Z Supply, Shake Shack, Coop and Spree, Rider Tie Dye, Mia Chica, Josie and Roe, and Swirl Boutique. Recently, she and her mom attended the Doolittle movie premiere, and she's also been to Paris, age 9.
Very chic photos of her and her mom in Paris. Very impressive.
Stanton's children, for me, they were the first kids in Bachelor Nation that I started to become aware of the fact that their parents were putting them on Instagram and stuff. And I know her children are a little bit older, like 9 is not really an Instagram baby anymore. That's an Instagram child. But they did start out as Instagram babies back in the day when Amanda Stanton was first doing Instagram accounts for them. And it's interesting to watch them get older because they are, Amanda Stanton's kids are on the older side of the baby game for sure.
7 and 9. I think they're our oldest kids that we have in this list. Charlie, Emma Stanton is age 7. She just barely missed this cut at number 11. Has 29.1K followers. But she has also worked with similar brands to Kinsley, including Shake Shack. Coming in at number 9, we have a dark horse. A mystery baby that we had no idea existed. Hendrix Henner, the son and second child of Jamie Otis, who has 852,000 followers, and Doug Henner, who has 267K. Jamie Otis placed 7th on Ben Flagnick's 16th season, was eliminated week 4 on Bachelor Pad, and then went on to marry her husband on the first ever season of Married at First Sight, which is presumably what has given her most of her Instagram followers, given that she played the game before the Instagram era. Otis and Henner have 2 children and a podcast called Hot Marriage, Cool Parents. And Hendrix has 33,500 followers. I feel like a true failure. I have been power binging Married at First Sight, and I had no idea a Bachelor player ever played that game, let alone the first ever season, let alone stayed married and procreated.
As you know, I rarely even put my head out of the Bachelor pit. I had no idea about any of this either. When we started looking into this, I'm like, Hendrix Henner, who the hell is this? He's got 33,000 Instagram followers. And I think none of it was from Bachelor. I think almost all of it was because Jamie Otis was on Married with First Sight. So not only are we looking at a powerful parasocial baby here, we are looking at Jamie Otis really pivoting from Bachelor, going into another reality show that is about marriage and relationships, and using her time in that game to then accrue 852,000 followers. I had no idea that was the case either. I mean, she's in range to maybe hit a million if she did some loop giveaways and shit like that.
She almost has Rachel Lindsay numbers. Jamie Otis.
And then Hendrix here, their young son, has 33,000 followers. Has he been doing SpawnCon or anything?
His most recent post has, it's an ad for B Rose Boutique, a baby clothing company, but it looks like it's also, oh wait, no, this is from the point of view of the baby. So my cousin was named after my mommy, so naturally she had to get him this cute onesie with his name on it that matches mine. I am not following. I feel like the tenses are changing. There's an ad for a baby clothing thing that he's wearing, this Hendrix sweater.
He's got 58 posts, and he looks to be about a year and a half old. Looks like he was born in January of 2020. Hendrix's first post was a sonogram. So he began in the fetus game. There are multiple other posts, including one that is a giveaway for 1 million downloads of the Hot Marriage Cool Parents podcast, in which Hendrix is still a fetus. There are several fetus game pictures of Hendrix, including one of Jamie Otis and somebody we're going to get to a little later in this list, Hendrix's older sister, with hearts drawn on their stomachs.
That second post of Hendrix's, the giveaway for 1 million downloads, has a loop promotion in it. Follow all accounts, Hot Marriage, Cool Parents, Jamie Otis, Doug Henner, Henley Henner, Baby Boy Henner.
So Jamie Otis knows what she's doing. Loop promotions, we have seen them used by other parasocial parents. You might have heard of the Lion Dykes, and they can work very well to drive engagement to your baby's accounts. And here we're seeing Jamie Otis. I mean, this is such a surprise to me. I didn't remember Jamie Otis. I didn't know she was on this show. She met her husband on the show. So in a similar kind of Bachelor-esque generating of interest through a reality show where you're dating somebody, they've now been able to turn that into this. I'm just blown away, honestly, by this, that Jamie Otis is on this list and her children are as well.
I know. Their podcast has 99.8K followers. Keeping Marriage Hot and Parenting Cool. The title is Hot Marriage, Cool Parents. HMCP, according to their bio, says has reached number one in 7 countries. What countries, I wonder?
I don't know. This is news to us. We know a lot about The Bachelor. We did not know this. And there are going to be some other surprises in this list as well. So stay tuned. But now, moving on to the number 8 baby in our most powerful babies in Bachelor Nation list. We are talking about Molly Mano. Molly is the older sister of Riley Mano and daughter of Ali Fedotowsky and Kevin Mano. Molly has 34,800 followers on Instagram and has worked with brands like Fangirl Sports Network and baby goods company called Juvie, a personalized leotard tutu and dress company called Leotudes, Haley Duff's clothing company called Little Moon Society, and another baby clothing company called Primary. Molly has 122 posts to her main grid that is defined by her bio, which reads, "My mommy thinks I'm a future bachelorette."
And I think so, too. Ali Fedotowsky, she was on Jake Pavelka's season on The Wings of Love. She was the 6th bachelorette. She has 1 million Instagram followers. A recent entry into the 1 million club.
And Molly Mano is 4 years old.
What do you think from her Instagram? Do you think she has what it takes for crown?
I have no idea. She's a 4-year-old child. But, you know, she's got some very cute pictures. She does seem to have a little sass. So maybe she can do it.
Her brand seems to be like rainbows.
There's a lot of pink, a lot of rainbows. She's precocious, smiling. She's got a bunch of food on her face and some pictures. Seems to be a kid who's enjoying
food
life.
Play.
She's ready for some bachelor to smash a hot
dog. I'm sorry for this whole
episode.
Oh, this one is very cute with the rabbit ears.
Sure, she could be bachelorette at some point. Who knows? I mean, it's crazy to even speculate on that. But the bio reading future bachelorette means at least her mom is aware of that path. Her mom may be doing a little tongue-in-cheek, but there's always truth in jokes like this. And I think her mom will be angling for this if it's possible. She's 4 years old. I would guess that's not going to happen until she's 24 years old. And maybe she could be a player. Prior to that, so
Bachelor season 2041.
Yeah. 20 more bachelorettes from now, basically. She could be like the 38th bachelor, 39th bachelor.
It's either that she is actually considering that. I mean, it is tongue in cheek. We've seen Lauren made a video for Alessi that was like Alessi's bachelorette audition video. It's like, oh, it's cute and funny. But the fact that there's like the word bachelorette and a rose emoji in the Instagram bio, I feel like is part of why players put that in their Instagram bio. They're like, yep, I'm connected to The Bachelor. Click follow.
Totally. It's a strategy to get followers funneled to her child who is making her money off some of the spawn con. It's understanding that your attachment to The Bachelor franchise, to our beloved game, is why you have celebrity. And in order to give some of that celebrity as parasocial inheritance to your child, you can also associate them with the show, even when they're 4 years old, even when they're a fetus in some cases. And that's what Ali Fedotowsky has done here pretty successfully. I mean, Molly Mano's in our top 10.
Speaking of fetuses, our number 7 on the Bachelor Baby Game list, it's a fetus / creature account. It goes to @thewentgang. Although this account is more of a placeholder for a child set to arrive in November of 2021, At the Went Gang already has 39.6K followers. The account was started by Astrid Locke, who has 482K, and Kevin Went, who has 485K, back in June of 2020. As a way to chronicle the lives of Locke, Went, and their dog Ace as a family. But the most recent post features Ace standing next to the all-too-familiar white letter announcement board, which seems to be the standard in fetus announcement posts. The board reads, "Soon-to-be Big Brother," and the sonogram image is leaning against the announcement board. We don't yet know what Astrid's strategy is going to be with the new addition to their family, but we're anticipating some baby bumps and continued use of the white letter announcement boards. What is with these boards?
I don't know. It's the standard. You get that black board with the white pushpin letters. That's how you announce it. That's how you say, my baby's as big as an avocado now. It's what you use in all these things. All the top baby players are all using those specific boards. It's just a mandatory thing. For me, the Went Gang marks a kind of turn in the baby game. Astrid Locke, Kevin Went, neither of them even have 500,000 followers. Their baby, their fetus, is in the top 10, is even beating some of these other kids that are 4 years old, who have been around, who have been doing stuff. This fetus doesn't even have a post.
This is the newest account on our list.
Yeah, I mean, brand new. This just happened this past week. But I think we are now through a certain threshold where anyone in the Bachelor world who is announcing a baby is going to have tens of thousands of followers for that baby account if they want it, if they want to set up a baby account. Because there have been these other babies who have really exploded, who have these gigantic accounts. And so I think there is a kind of, not an expectation, but there's an audience now in social media for baby accounts of Bachelor players. And so you're kind of like grandfathered in a little bit to it.
We're kind of in the Wild West at this point. And by the way, it might not be the oldest account. Baby Lion Dyke might have been older or newer. I'm not sure. But it's the newest baby announcement that we have in this list. But as you'll see, the top players in this game are blowing everyone else away. There's no one even close. So there is an opportunity here for people who want to get into the baby game. There's not that much competition.
No, it's still a relatively small field, especially of people who are making money off the spawn con. There are some baby accounts, which we will talk about, who that are just kind of photo albums that don't really do spawn con at all, in some cases not at all. And that's fine. You know, if you don't want to do that, don't do that. If you just want it to be like, look, here's my baby, I think that's a cool way to do it. Like, as I was looking through these, I mean, I'll just say I was born before Instagram. And so the pictures that I have of myself, yeah, as a child, are all like old, washed out, shitty, you know, photo mat type pictures. I don't even know where half of them are. I certainly don't have a every week chronicle of my mom and her baby bump. But if I had that, that would actually be cool. I would like to see those photos. I would like to have seen all the shit that my parents had me doing when I was a kid and all the little games I was playing, costumes I was dressed up in. Some of that's just lost to time. I'll never know it. So these kind of baby players, their Instagram accounts serve this dual purpose of, yes, chronicling this child's life. And at one point, they're going to be able to look back on it and see how funny they were or whatever. And that's cool. But there is this secondary thing that it's a business. And if you can make insane amounts of money in some cases off of that chronicle, why wouldn't you do it? But that decision is interesting to me. Some parents are down with it. Some are not. Some dip their toe in it a little bit. Some go full on diving off the highest diving board, getting as deep as they can into that pool.
I know Kristen Bell, just top of mind, puts emojis over the faces of her children in all of their family pictures that she puts on her Instagram. There's definitely a very wide spectrum of things that people are, how people are choosing to handle social media with regards to their babies.
Moving on to the number six baby on our list of the 10 most powerful parasocial babies in Bachelor Nation. Now, this baby is a gatekeeper of sorts to the top five. This baby is a powerful baby within the nation. This baby is... to find out who is at the top of this baby's list and hear all of our other analysis about the state of the baby game in our larger beloved game, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/gameofroses and join us in the ever-growing community that now lives at the bottom of the pit and feasts on all of the new content that we put in there every week. You get one of these bonus episodes every 2 weeks. You get a 30-minute live video show every Monday night with both Pace Case and myself at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And when we're in season, those 30-minute live shows are pregame shows where we go through everything that we are expecting in the upcoming episode that Monday night. You also get all kinds of songs that I myself make and just throw into the pit from time to time. You get pictures of creatures that you may not be expecting, but you will surely love. Usually they're squirrels. And you get a bunch of stuff that we just find on the internet or people send us, and we will put links to it in the Patreon, things that enhance your greater understanding of our beloved game. So please take a moment, go to patreon.com/gameofroses and join us in the bottom of the pit. There's so much content in there, you can't even get through it all at this point.
It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit, come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin. But now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.